In continuing our discussion as to how, what are the mechanisms in which we can accomplish Kiddushin, yesterday we were discussing Kesef and the source in which Kesef would work for Kiddushin came from Amivriya, where it says, V'yatachinam ein Kesef la'adon zeh, there's no money for this master, aval yeh Kesef la'adon acher, but there is for somebody else, and who is that? The father. So we see that there must be some sort of Kiddushin Kesef. Today, the Gemara is going to give an alternate source for Kiddushin Kesef. In Shir, you'll discuss this ad infinitum in terms of Kinyan Kesef. Is it Kesef Kinyan? Is it Kesef Piron? But for today, we're just going to read. Says the Gemara, and we'll see a little bit as to why we need both towards the middle of today's Amid. V'tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, Maisa Lameacha. Does he learn it from here? Does he learn it from here? V'tanya, we learned it in a Braisa. This Braisa, this Pasuk that we're going to say is actually a source for Kiddushin and for Get. What's the Pasuk? Says in Pasuk, Kiyikach ish isha, when a man takes, again, focus on the word kika. Remember, we already had this derivation on Beis Hamelech. Kiyikach ish isha uba'alo, when a man takes a woman and has relations. Vaya in lo tinta chemeinav, and then right away we cut to the sheikh. And if he doesn't find favor, if she doesn't find favor in his eyes, kimasa ba, the pasuk continues, when he finds with her erev hazava, something that's inappropriate, then it says he gives her a sefer krisis, he gives her a get. But from the beginning of the pasuk it says, kikach ish isha, when a man takes a woman, ein kicha ela bekesef. The word kicha, kanotes, it implies kesef. Implies kesef. And if we learn how, kiddushei kesef. Similarly, the cheinu omer, it says in another place, and that's not by referring to the kinyan of the field of Ephron, with Avram Avinu with purchasing from Ephron, nasati kesef asadeh, kach mimeni. He took from the money of his field, kach, again, the word kicha once again shows up that he took it from there. Now, so we have a second source for kesef working for kiddushin. So now the Gemara is going to question this entire premise. Do we really need a source for kesef kiddushin? We could have learned it out from the following kal v'chomer. Why do I need a pasuk for ayvaloydinu? Isn't this the kal v'chomer? Uma amivriya shein niknas debia niknas bekesef. And amivriya, a woman who's being sold as a maid servant to somebody else. How does she get acquired? Only through money. But relations would not be effective. Which means to tell me that relations is much harder to accomplish, Kenyan. It's a much more stronger Kenyan. And it doesn't work by Amivriya, but Kesef does. Zu, referring to an Isha, Sheniknas Babia, where relations does work. Oh, if relations work, and that's much harder to derive, Ain Odin Shetikna Bekesef, should it not be that Kesef should work? Of course Kesef should work. Again, if Bia works, and it says, whoa, it's hard to accomplish Bia. We see it doesn't work by Amivriya, and it does work by Kiddushin, then surely Kesef should work, should accomplish Kiddushin. We have a Kavachom, but what do I need a Pasuk for? So the verse says, hold the phone. I could slug it up. Key word here, Pircha. A Pircha is a rejection of a Kavachom, literally question of a Kavachom. Says the Gemara Yevamotuch, yes. No. Bia isn't necessarily much more harder to accomplish than Kesef, or harder to derive, because we see by Yibam that's not the case. What's Yibam again? We know, again, Reuven dies childless, and his brother Shimon comes and does Yibam on Reuven's wife. Yivam Etochiach. Why? Sheniknas Bia. There, to establish the relationship of Yibam, all you need, the only thing that works is Yibam, is Bia. Ve'en oniknas bekesef. If Shimon would attempt to marry Reuven's wife with Kesef, that would not be effective. It only works for Bia. Okay? So, we see the following. Don't try to derive that Kiddushin Kesef works from the Kal V'chomer from Amivriya, just because by Amivriya, you could use Kesef and not Bia, because there's another place in the world, namely that of Yibam, where what? Where Bia would work without Kesef. You can't bring a Raya that what's stronger Kesef or Bia. But wait a second. Mali Yavama, don't bring a Raya from Yibam. Don't slug it up from Yibam, because Yibam has a certain weakness as well. Mali Yavama, Shekain, Ein, Niknas, Bishtar. Because Yibam, while Bia does work, and Kesef doesn't work, it also doesn't work via a contract. And what does work via a contract? Kiddushin. So you see that Kiddushin has two strengths. It's got, number one, it's got Kiddushin. Number two, it's got Bia. So it beats Amivriya by having Bia. It beats Yibam by allowing Shtar. So we see, if it works, the Shtar and Bia, which is very hard to learn out, because one doesn't work by Yibam, one doesn't work by Amivriya, then surely Kesef should work. So Enig the Toma Bezush, and Nikzis Bishtar, should we say this by that which works by Shtar, and then without a Kiddushin. Then the Gemara says something, the Braisa ends very enigmatically. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, meaning after our Kal V'chomer has been successful, therefore the Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish. Therefore the Pasuk says, when a man takes a woman to learn out, Ki Dusei Kesed. I forgot this Gemara. I've learned it before, but when I learned this last night, I'm like, wait a second. We just learned it out from the Kal V'chomer that what? That Kiddushay, that we can learn out Kesef, Kiddushin, from Yibum and Amivriya. So what do I need a plastic for? And yet the Brisa ends, Talmud Lomar Ki Yikach Ish. So I stuck scratching my head for a little bit. Maybe I'm not sure this Gemara wrong. So then I said, idiot, read the next question. Ha'lamali Kroha Akula. What do I need a plastic of Ki Yikach Ish for? I derive it from the Kal V'chomer. I derive the Kesef Kiddush from the Kal V'chomer from a combination platter of Yibum and Amivriya. Again, understand, Amivriya only works Kesef. Only works if it doesn't work. By Yibum, only Bia works, Shtar doesn't work. So by Kiddushin, where Shtar and Bia both work, then surely Kesef should work as well. What are the apostles for of Ki Yikach Ish? So the Gemara gives a number, as the Gemara answers, Amr of Ashi, Mishum Deikla Neymer, Meikara the Dina Pircha. I could slug up the Kal V'chomer from its very source. Not from an outside source like I tried to do through Yibum or somewhere else, but rather from the Amivri itself. Me'echah Kamaisala, where was the Kal V'chomer attempted to be learned from? That Kiddushin Kesef works. Initially, I tried to learn out from Amivri, that Amivri doesn't work for Bia, but does work for Kesef. So when it comes to what? When it comes to Kiddushin, which works with Bia, surely it'll work with Kesef, but I could slug it up from Amivri. Ma'ala Amivri Shekein Yosef Kesef. When it comes to Amivri, which you get out, how does the Amivriya situation end? By giving money. Tomer Bazu, could you say that by Kiddushin? She'eno Yosef Kesef, that you can't go out with Kesef? So you see from there that the Kesef is not as strong because it can't work to dissolve the Kiddushin relationship. But it can work to dissolve the Amivriya relationship. You can learn this a number of ways. You can learn it out that the strength of the Amivriya relationship is weaker, and therefore Kesef will be successful as opposed to Kiddushin, or you could just learn it out as something involved in the Kesef itself. But the Kesef of the Amir Ivriya, okay, would be able to be effective to exclude, to end that relationship. So, if it doesn't work to end the Kiddushin relationship, perhaps it doesn't work to start the Kiddushin relationship. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, Ki Yikach Ish. Therefore, the Gemara tells us Ki Yikach Ish, because the Kal V'chomer gets slugged up from its original position, from Amivriya, and therefore Ki Yikach Ish is necessary. So now I have two psukim to derive the idea that Kesef works for Kiddushin. So if you weren't holding the Kal V'chomer up until now, make sure you review them, because now we're up to a slightly new topic. Namely, I have two psukim. I have the pasuk of Yotzachin and Kesef, and I have the pasuk of Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Why do I need both of those psukim? So we're going to ask that question. V'itzach l'michtav V'yasachinim, it's required to say the pasuk of V'yasachinim to teach me Kesef Kiddushin, V'yishrich L'mitzav Ki Yikach Ish. And it's also necessary to tell me the pasuk of Ki Yikach Ish. Why do I need both of these psukim? V'yikasev Achmane Ki Yikach, if it just would have said Ki Yikach Ish Isha, and I would have learned out Kesef Kiddushin from there, Hava Mina, I would have thought Kiddushin, V'yahiv Baal Dida Hava. I would have thought that the money goes to her. That's when it's going to be Kiddushin. Kasev Achmana, therefore the Pasuk says, V'yatzachinam. The Pasuk says she goes out free, that the money goes not to her, but rather to the father. Very good. V'kasev Achmana, V'yatzachinam. And if it just would have written the Pasuk of V'yatzachinam, Havamina, I would have thought, Hechudiyahiv, Ihi Lididei, that even if she gives him the money, and then she would get married to him, even if the money is, the direction doesn't have to be from him to her. It could be from her to him. And the Kiddushin then would be a valid Kiddushin. I don't want to get into double ring ceremonies, but that's some of the problems people have when they're under the chuppah, and he's giving her a ring, and she's giving him a ring. It doesn't work if she gives him something. That's not something that's going to effectuate Kiddushin. So the Gemara then tells us, that's why I have Kasher Rechmane, Ki Yikach. Therefore the Pasuk says, Ki Yikach, which is, again, if you know grammar, that means he is giving to her the low-key tifach, which is not her giving to him. You don't know grammar. That's actually what the grammar is there. Okay, anyway. The Gemara then now, we learned out Kesef. We're done with Kesef. Now we're moving on to relations. Remember the Mishnah says, Haisha Nitzis B'shlosh Drachim, Kesef Shtar Bia. So now we're going to Bia. Skipping Shtar, I guess. Unless the Mishnah said Kesef Bia Shtar. I don't remember. Anyway, the Pasuk says we had it before. Ki Yikach Ish Isha Uba'alo. So now the word Uba'alo, put in quotations, Uba'alo, Melamed Shenikdus Bebir. This comes to tell me that what? That a man is Mekadesh and Isha through Bia. Says the Gemara, the same question we had moments ago. By Kesef, we're now going to have by Bia. What do I need a pasuk for? I could derive this from what? From a Kal V'chomer. V'alodinu, this is a Kal V'chomer. Umay Yivama, when it comes to Yibum, Shein Nikdus V'Kesef, where it does not work. Again, if Shimon goes over to his brother's wife and gives her money, it is not effective at all. Shein Nikdus V'Kesef, Nikdus V'Bia, but if he does Bia to her, it does work. Zu, this person, namely a regular person who was going to do kiddushin to a regular woman, shenikus bekesef, where kesef does work, so if kesef works here, and it doesn't work by yibum, and by yibum bia works, then what? Ain't no din shenikus to bia? How much more so should bia work by our case of kiddushin? Says the Gemara, no. Ama ivriya teichiyach. I could slug it up from Am Ivriya. Because by Am Ivriya, what does work and what doesn't work? We see that there's a case where Kesef does work and Bia doesn't work. Sheniknis b'Kesef, where it does, you do begin the relationship with Kesef, and ain't niknis b'Bia. And it doesn't work with Bia. But there's an obvious question on this. Could you imagine buying a house through Bia? Could you imagine buying something else through Bia? I'm saying, of course, an Am Ivriya doesn't work through Bia, because that's not the nature of the relationship. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, don't slug it up from Am Ivriya. Ma'ale Am Ivriya, she'ain kinyan l'shum ishes. Don't bring up Am Ivriya, that the nature of the kinyan is not for marriage purposes, and Bia is unique to marriage. Tomer Bezu, are you going to say this? By our case of Kedusha Isha, she'ain kinyan l'shum ishes, that the kinyan is for ishes? Yeah, Lodi.
Why did he ask
this
question before
that
test?
He asked him Joseph does. Good question. Take a look at the Yasin Joseph. Okay. If we have time at the end, I'll tell you the cash of the Asim Field Tiff. According to these Kalvachomers, you should be able to eat soup with a fork and knife. Think about it, okay? Anyway, then it's interesting. Think how it comes out. If you guys can figure out that Kalvachomer about how to eat steak with a fork and knife, I'll give you a plus one. I don't know what you get a plus one in, but you get a plus one. Anyway, so we have a slug up of the Kalvachomer, and it says, Talmud Lomar Uba Allah. I said, we have a Kavachomer, and the Kavachomer is effective to teach us what? To teach us that Kesef works for Kedushin, and then we bring a Pasuk of Talmud Lomar Uba Allah. Same questions before. This time I didn't get stuck. I knew the ending, right? The Lamali Kroh, what do I need a Pasuk for Uba Allah to tell me Bia works for Kedushin? I have a Kavachomer. Tosula, it's already brought. So I'm Ravashi, because we could slug up the Kavachomer. Mishum, the Ikala Meir, Meikara, the Dina Pirachon. You sure know what that means this time, because we had this a moment ago. From its source, I could slug up the Kavachomer. How so? Meikika, Meikika, Yavama. Where am I deriving this from? I'm deriving this out from Yibum. And Yibum is fundamentally different than Kiddushin, because Yibum, you already have a starting point. Shimon is coming to marry Reuven's wife. There already is a mechanism in place in which Shimon is already attached to Mrs. Reuven, right? We'll see. Mali Yavama Shekane, Skook of the Omedes. She's already called Zucker for Omedes. It's for Mariano Rivera. I mean, just because Mariano Rivera could close the game doesn't mean Andy Pettit could close the game. Right? Because Andy Pettit's the starter. So different rules affect Andy Pettit versus Mariano Rivera. At least that's the way Rashi learns. Again, I'm dating myself to people who are 10 years older than you. So I apologize. That's my frame of reference. Anyway, Mali Yavama Shekane, Skook of Omedes is already Zucker for Omedes. Already standing there, and all you got to do is close the deal. And that's why Bia works. Tomer Bezu, you're going to say this by this, namely by Kiddushin, where you're only starting the game. Shein Skook of Omedes, it's not ready to be finished. Talmud Lomar, therefore I don't have a Kalvachomer. Talmud Lomar, therefore I run out to Ba'Allah. I told you in the beginning, for those of you earlier, we're going to continue on to the Amid today, because I think we can learn like another half an Amid. Okay, so now today, so far we've learned out the source for Kesef. We learned out the source for Shtar. Now we're going to learn out the source. I was going to learn the source of Bia, and now we're going to learn out the source for Shtar. Uminayin she'af b'shtar. Now, just a horror I had last night. Af b'shtar, meaning the most obvious two to learn are Kesef and Bia, and somehow Shtar is the least obvious to learn, just view from the word af. Uminayin af b'shtar. How do we know that even Shtar works? Says the Gemara v'dinu. Isn't it a Kavachomer? It doesn't start with a pasuk this time. This time it starts with a Kavachomer. We're going to end with a pasuk. V'dinu. When it comes to kesef, which it doesn't work to end the marriage, machlis, it does work to start the marriage, shtar motzi, a shtar which ends the marriage, namely a get, eino din shemachlis, how much more so should it be able to start the marriage? Again, not the greatest Kal v'chomer, Andy Pettit versus Mariano Rivera, go back to that one. Anyway, but the Gemara holds it as a Kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, no. Kesef has the unique strength that Shtar doesn't have. How so? Malakesef shekain pojimbo hektish umayish v'sheni. When it comes to hektish and I want to redeem hektish, I can't give the gizbar a check, which would be a Shtar, at least that's what Rashi learns, but I can give money. So we see that money has a strength that Shtar doesn't have. And they also Maisa Shani. I have to redeem my Maisa Shani and bring the money through Shlayim. I can't write a check for my Maisa Shani. Ma'alakesef shekain pojimbo hektish umayish v'sheni. Tomar, Shtar, you're going to say it by Shtar, Shein, Pozen, Bo, Hektish, Umayt, Shesheni, Zichzid, because the Pasuk says, by Hektish, Umayt, Shesheni, specifically, Kesef works. V'nosin, HaKesef, HaKamlo, you give money, and that replaces it. That's the replacement. So Pidyon works, money works for Pidyon for redemption, and not a Shtar. So what comes out is, how could you say now that Shtar is stronger than Kesef because it happens to do divorce? Kesef could be stronger than Shtar because Kesef works for things, namely redeeming Maisa Sheni and redeeming Hektish. Omer Krah, oh, so now what's our derivation to teach us that a Shtar works for Kiddushin? We have what's called a Hektish. A Hektish is, in English, a juxtaposition. What's a juxtaposition? It's when words are really next to each other. For example, you can have one coming up by Sukkot. We say, Kriyeh Tadr Kapos Mar. The Esra, Kriyeh Tadr, Kriyeh, has to be Hagar, has to be beautiful, Kapos Mar. So does the, and the lulav is right next to it. So you have the word hugger next to the esrog and lulav. That's called a hekesh. Amar krav v'yosa, we have the words, the pasuk says, v'yosa v'hayisa. They go out, and then they get remarried. So you see that divorce and marriage are right next to each other. Oh, so makesh avayelisya. So you have the juxtaposition joining together the beginning of kiddushin and the end of marriage. Ma yitzya b'shtar, just like you could end the marriage with a shtar. Afa v'yanami, so too you could begin the marriage with a shtar. Says the Gemara, okay, if I have this hekesh, let's continue with this hekesh. Let's learn all kinds of rules with this hekesh. The hekesh nami yisi lahavaya. Let us say also we're going to compare the end to the beginning when it comes to other things. And ma havaya b'kesef. Just like I could start a marriage with kesef, I should be able to what? End a marriage with kesef, obviously b'kesef. So this halacha I learned as somebody's here at Bar Mitzvah Pshetel. I'm rabbi, what did he say? Yom kesef, machnes kesef, mosi. Should you say a kesef enters and a kesef exits? What's the halacha we learned? The Yod Alibus is Bar Mitzvah? No, he says, the Sanhedrin, Yasa Kategor. Should what? Should the defender become the prosecutor? The prosecutor become the defender? I mean, they have to have different things. When you remember, right, this doesn't fit into one of the Pshat, so many thoughts. Anyway, Sanhedrin, Yasa Kategor. Meaning, should we say, that which works for Kiddusha, should we forget it? That which works for the prosecutor, should it be the defender? There are two separate entities, and we want to keep them that way. We don't want to join them together. Something's like, we have a number of halachas like this. What halacha do we have in Rosh Hashanah with this? What shofar can't you use? Do you remember?
A cow.
Because? Ego, very good. Says the Gemara, okay, so since it can't be Ehochi, wait a second. If money can't be used to divorce because it's used for Kiddushin, and we shouldn't be able to use the same thing for both because it's a halacha of Kategor, not the Sanhedrin, the prosecutor shouldn't be the defender, Ehochi Shtar Nami! Shouldn't it work for Shtar also? Yomru, Shtar Motzi, Shtar Matis, the Kategor, Yasa Sanhedrin, Shtar should be able to work for Kiddushin because of it. Says the Gemara, no. Mili the high sterlichud, the Mili the high sterlichud. Even though they're both stars, the words in the star are different. They said the words in the star are different. It's not necessarily a prosecutor becoming a defender. Achanami says the Gemara, high cost of lichud, the high cost of lichud is different money. The money I use for kiddushin is to give me different money that I use for gerushin. Says the Gemara, tiyar miyachadu. The coinage, nevertheless, by gerushin and kiddushin is the same, and it doesn't look different. It could be after the same exact one fumble. It could actually be the same ones used for gerushin as kiddushin, and therefore it doesn't work. Okay, we'll continue over here tomorrow here at the show.